The Traveler's Journal, May 2nd. Enjoying a cup of coffee around the world. Stirred significantly by the expansion of Starbucks and other upscale beaneries, Americans have become quite coffee conscious. Yet, while the terms regular and decaf are widely understood most places English is spoken, ordering a cup of coffee can get complicated elsewhere. In Europe, South America, and the Middle East, getting what you want means knowing what it's called. In France, the situation's relatively simple. Coffee is called café, café au lait if you want it blended with warm milk, or café complet if you also crave a roll. Coffee quaffers can really get into hot water in Italy. The basic unit is un café. That's what Americans call espresso. But that tiny cup of caffeine pressure squeezed through a steel screen has myriad variations, including ristretto, lungo, and macchiato. Of course, when infused with steamed milk and topped with foam, it becomes cappuccino, which also comes in a dozen variations. The confusion really gets brewing with coffee prepared in a manner other than by filter or press. In the Middle East, for example, coffee is generally brewed by boiling ground beans, sugar, and water in a single small pot. In Turkey, the result is called kahve, sirkerli, sade, or orta, depending on the proportions of coffee and sugar used. But what the Turks call orta is mazbut to Egyptians, vesed to Syrians, and Turkish coffee almost everywhere other than in Greece, where it's known as kafe eleniko, or Greek coffee. Anyone for tea? You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.